You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, this is Les Brown. I want you to think about something that you'd like to do with your life. Something that is your sweet spot. What is that? What does that look like? And as you think about this, now maybe you know and you're ready to go after it. Or maybe you don't know and you need to give it some thought. But whatever that is, I'd like to share a thought with you right now. And it's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do not go where the path may lead. Go where there is no path and leave a trail. Now, that's important. Why? Because most people are followers. See, you are unique. We're all born unique. But most people die copies. I mean, just think about it. If you look around today, you'll see people, even children, with tattoos. Now, how did that become mainstream in the culture? Well, in the United States of America, we incarcerate more people than any other country in the world. And when you are incarcerated, they tell the inmates you cannot write and you cannot draw or scribble on the walls. So guess what they do? They write and scribble on each other. They make tattoos on each other. Some even tattoo their eyes. And when they're released, they walk around and people see them. And because almost one out of four men have been incarcerated, they have tattoos. And guess what? My mother used to say, monkey see, monkey do. And after a while, the prison population have more impact and influence on the general population than we have on them. What I mean by that, discouraging them from going to prison because the recidivism rate is over 80%. If we had a factory and over 80% of the products came back defected, we wouldn't keep on doing it in the same way. Einstein said that insanity is doing the same thing in the same way and expecting a different outcome. What idea do you have? What service? What gifts? What knowledge do you have? We're living in a time where there's no such thing as job security. Over 20,000 people, according to the Department of Labor, are being laid off every month. In less than 10 years, 47 million jobs will be replaced by artificial intelligence. Think about that. And so when you think about you, what is it that you're going to do? I believe that the future belongs to those who create it. What are you creating for yourself so that you will be able to control your own personal economy, so that you'll be in charge of your destiny? What are you creating for you? Because we were created by the Creator to create. And I'm encouraging you to be about the business of living your life with a sense of urgency. In other words, you got to be hungry. Yes, you got to be hungry to create something that represents you, your values, and who you are and what you want to do with your life. And do not go where the path may lead. Go where there's no path and leave a trail. Don't follow the cloud. Don't follow the crowd. No. You've got something that's unique to you. No, the crowd, whatever they're doing, you want to go in the opposite direction and hold yourself to a higher standard. And when you do that, there's a book called Average is Over. When you do that, you will carve out a place for yourself. See, most people are not willing to do that because it's easier to come up with an excuse saying, well, I would have, but I didn't have the money. I would have, but I didn't have the education. I would have, but I have the complexion of rejection. I would have. No. See, life don't care anything about excuses. All they're looking for in life are results. What is it that you have that will make yourself stand out in the marketplace? When you think about your goals, you think about your dreams. And then keeping in mind that you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. So ask yourself when you look at your goal and dream, and hopefully it's a goal or a dream that's beyond your comfort zone. And knowing that you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are, ask yourself, what is it that you've got to change about you? Mentally and emotionally and spiritually, what training will be required? You might have to upgrade your relationships. You might have to go back to school and sit in class with somebody that's young enough to be your grandchild. What changes must take place? What re-education that must be required for you to begin to rethink your life? Because that's required. This is a brand new day. What worked yesterday will not work today. That's why Einstein said, the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking can't solve. So when you upgrade your thinking, when you upgrade your relationships, when you begin to expand your vision, when you develop the courage to reach beyond your comfort zone, when you're willing to die to who you are now, to give birth to who you want to become, the possibilities are unlimited. What can come out of that, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered the heart of mankind what God has in store for you. When you decide to challenge yourself to walk by faith and not by sight, when you begin to realize that you have miracle-working power, that there's a presence in you, there's a power in you that can accomplish more than you can ever begin to imagine, that you were chosen out of 400 million sperm to do the greater work, the greater work. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Make yourself stand out. You have something special. You've got a power in you to change your circumstances, to change your income, to change your life, to change the world. Think about that. Ponder that. Listen to the still small voice within. And in the quietness of the night, let your prayer be, speak, Father. Speak, talk to me, thy servant, and I will obey you. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.